Hello and welcome to Megacity Book Club, the podcast all about the collected editions from the galaxy's greatest comic, 2000 AD. I'm Eamon Clark and this is a bonus episode. Last weekend I was one of the fortunate Squax Dectargo who got tickets to the 40th birthday festival in London. And so I went along and took my little mini digital recorder with me and spoke to some of the creators, some of the people from 2000 AD and some fans, and asked them about their experiences at the convention itself, but also about their favourite moment or story from 40 years of 2000 AD. Either something that they remembered reading or something perhaps that they'd worked on themselves. Just some recollections of 40 glorious years. So here it is. I should point out in advance that it does contain spoilers for a 2000 AD story, The Dead Man. I'm sure most people will be familiar with this, but if you're relatively new to 2000 AD and this podcast, I would recommend going and reading The Dead Man before you listen to this episode. Put it away, go and buy The Dead Man from the 2000 AD store, read it, one of the biggest surprises in the history of 2000 AD, and then come back to this episode. So, down to the convention floor. Obviously there's some background noise, but here are some recollections and some moments from 40 years of 2000 AD.
I'm here at the 40th Festival with Michael Mulcher. Mike, how's it going?
It's going brilliantly. Owen Johnson, who's put this together, has done an absolutely incredible job. I mean, this event is a year in the planning, and we've watched as it's come together, and the fact that it's now happening and everybody's having a good time, the queues are self-managing, the panels are going well, everyone's got a smile on their face, the creators are absolutely delighted with the response. And such a range of people here as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. As you say, everything's working well and it's great fun.
And I'm really looking forward to sleeping tomorrow for the first time in about 6 months.
Well, congratulations to you and Owen and all the droids who've made it happen. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much indeed for coming.
Cheers.
Simon Fraser. I draw Nicolai Dante for 2000 AD and Dread and other things. My favourite story in 2000 AD in 40 years, probably Nemesis the Warlock, because it brought in so many other things which I loved, like the dinosaur stories from Judge Dredd and Robusters and Hammerstein's War Memoirs and ABC Wars. It all kind of tied into that, so it became like one mega story of all the things I loved. And of course it's the Pat Mills universe, and that's my favourite thing by a long chalk, frankly.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. I'm Dave Gibbons. My favourite story that I worked on in 2000 AD was Charlie and the Terramex. But I think of work by other people, I really still love The Cursed Earth. I think that was some really, really classic Eternal stuff.
Hello, I'm Ryan Bryan. I'm a favourite story from 40 years of 2000 AD is The Judgment in Gotham by Alan Grant and Simon Bisley.
Thank you, Simon. There you go.
Hi, I'm Cac W. I was going to say that my favourite moment was the early Brian Bolland Dark Judges, but I'm remembering the summer offensive in the early 90s where Grant Morrison, John Smith, oh lordy, who else? But there were five cracking stories running right for about 6 or 8 weeks, and I got fond memories of that period. I thought that was great.
Yes. Okay. My name is David Roach, and I draw Judge Anderson and Judge Dredd. My favourite moment in 2000 AD history is most definitely gazed into the Fist of Dredd by Mr. Bolland at his finest.
Perfect. Thank you very much. There you go.
Hi, it's Gordon Rennie. My favourite story of mine for 2000 AD is Necronauts.
My name's Emma Beebe, and my favourite thing that I've written for 2000 AD is Judge Anderson.
I'm Chris Weston, and I think my favourite story that I've drawn for 2000 AD is Indigo Prime Killing Time, and my My favourite story that was created by other artists and writers, it's very hard to boil it down. I think it would change depending on what day you caught me. But at the moment, because I've just done a Nemesis print, I'm feeling very fondly towards Nemesis the Warlock.
Excellent, thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Foster, and if I had to choose my favourite moment from 2008's history, I would say Bolland, Bolland, and Bolland. But you knew it already. Thanks.
Thanks. Whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Dave Taylor, and the obvious best thing that ever happened to 2008 and Judge Dredd history is the Cursed Earth story for me. It totally changed my view of comics, what was possible. The artwork was sublime all the way through. The story was fascinating. I don't think anything could be produced that could beat that for me personally.
This is Mike Mulcher, otherwise known as Mulchar. My favourite moment from 2000 AD is actually relatively recently, and it's the double page spread in Leviathan towards the end. Spoilers for anyone listening, it's where Leviathan reaches the end of his voyage. And I remember standing in my kitchen in Leeds, and for some reason I used to get 2008 through the letterbox, and I'd be so keen to read it I'd stand at the kitchen counter and flick through it, and I turned the page and I involuntarily said wow out loud,
right?
Because that sums up perfectly what 2008 is for me, is that moment of I can't believe they went there, I can't believe they just did that. And that, yeah, the climax of Leviathan is just stunning. One of the best things we've ever published. Certainly my favourite thing of Ian and Matt's work together. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, my brain is so fried, I'm doubting myself.
It is.
I love everything about Leviathan, but especially that moment.
Hello, I am Sean Phillips, and my favourite thing from 2000 AD is the genius Magnum Barnes slain.
I'm Duncan Figueredo. My favourite stories from 2000 AD for the past 40 years. Halo Jones, probably actually drawn very closely with slain McMahon. Oh, God, a favourite. Oh, I'm going to stop. Too many. All good.
Okay, my name is Lawrence Campbell. My favourite moment of 2000 AD in the past 40 years is the Judge Carroll story where Dredd gets shot in the head and then gets on a bike with a bandage carried by Judge Giant.
With the bandages around the helmet?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Al Ewing. I'm a writer for 2000 AD. I've been asked about my favourite moment from 40 years, and that's impossible to choose, but I do have some favourite cliffhangers, and those are, I think, the last three cliffhangers from Bad Company by Pete Milligan and McCarthy. It's a run of absolutely perfect cliffhangers. You've got the amazing "Why aren't you mad, Mad Tommy?" cliffhanger, and the final one where they open the box and you see finally what's in the box, and it's some classic stuff. I've always been a big fan of all of the cliffhangers from 2000 AD, but those are a couple of very special ones. So yeah, actually there's another one there.
That's great, thank you.
Hello, I'm Tony Richards, and Eamon's asked me my favourite story of the last 40 years, which is really tough. Me and Steve are looking at each other thinking, great. I'm going to go with the one I always come back to, Judge Dredd, Cursed Earth, because as a little boy that really stoked my imagination, got me fired up, and it's a story I always go back to and I really enjoy.
So I'm Stephen Stilicchini, and I would probably go for... I'm going to regret it as soon as I say it and think something else, but I'm probably going to go for Chopper, because that comes off the top of my head, and then just minute, and then more.
So I'm here at the 40th festival with Keith Richardson, Robo Keith himself, and Pete Wells, and I'm going to ask them both. First of all, how's the festival going, Keith?
It's brilliant. It's really, really cool. A great turnout, and everyone seems to be having fun so far. So yeah, brilliant.
It all seems to be working great. Loads of creators.
Yeah, loads of creators. I've seen people that I haven't seen for years. So in that respect, it's absolutely amazing.
And lots of fantastic graphic novels that you can buy at the 2000 AD stall.
Yes, indeed. And that's one place where you won't find me today. Yeah, I'm steering well clear, but they are lovely. I'm just fed up of looking at them.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, if you were to pick today your favourite moment or story from 40 years of 2000 AD,
I would have to say it's got to be Harry 20, my favourite all-time story from 2000 AD. Then again, Nemesis is a very close second, but yeah, I'll stick with Harry 20. Loved it, the very first episode. That was probably, I can't be 100% sure, but I think that was the very first prog I bought had the start of the Harry 20 story in it.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. But yeah, I just love the strip.
Excellent. Nobody's picked that one yet, and it will be coming up on the podcast later this year.
Great. Brilliant. Look forward to listening to that one.
Excellent. Pete, what about yourself?
For me, I'm having a lovely convention, by the way. It's fantastic to see so many passionate fellow fans.
Here's the 20 quid.
And my top moment today, because it changes every day, could well be discovering that the dead man was indeed Judge Dredd. Something that in hindsight was incredibly obvious, but at the time, myself and I know many other people didn't see, and it just highlights the genius of John Wagner and the brilliant storytelling seeds that he sows across many months and years. So that it was a shock, and it shouldn't have been, and it makes rereading it all the more satisfying.
Excellent. Yeah, great choice. As you say, John Wagner's here, and his mastery and the way he deceived us all. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, guys, thanks very much. It was
no
great.
No worries.
Cheers.
Hello, I'm Ben Wilshire, and I'm at the 40th.
And can you tell me what's your favourite story or moment from 40 years of 2000 AD?
It's a really easy one. For me, it's Citizen Snork. It always will be. It's one of my favourite stories. Sums up Dredd in its best thing. It's all about the Dredd world, more than Dredd himself, and it's about a guy who's got a giant nose.
What could be better than that?
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Matt Smith, editor of 2000 AD. You're listening to the Megacity Book Club, and I would say the most Zarjaz story in 2000's 40-year history is Cry the Werewolf.
Excellent, that's perfect. Okay.
Hi, I'm Josh Davies. My favourite moment throughout the whole of the 40 years of 2000 AD history is getting into it. That is all I can say, is just getting into all this. I mean, the community that 2000 AD has, everyone's so friendly, the creators are friendly. It's the best. It really is. And I hope it goes on for many more years to come.
Another 40 at least.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
I'm here at the 40th with Rob Stewart. Have you had a good day?
Brilliant day. I've got everything I wanted. Unboxed trade. I think there's only 9 of them since he knocked the 10th one over and smashed it.
Oh, no. Really?
The guy, not me.
Yeah.
And there was some unboxed badges, and there was sell off some Nemesis stuff that I wanted. It was brilliant. And Vice Press and 3A, got all the gear.
So you're the Guinness Book of World Record holder for the most items of 2000 AD and Dredd collections, memorabilia, is that right?
It is.
And you've presumably you've increased the collection considerably today, have you?
Yes, all the badges from unboxing, the ones from Planet Replicas, awesome.
And one of your main competitors has recently sort of dropped out of the field.
I've got that. Who's that then? Never heard of him.
But you've had a good day.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great, thanks very much.
Cheers.
So now I'm here with Rachel from the Southern Contingent. What's your highlight of the day so far?
Actually, I guess it's just, this is my first convention, so the highlight is actually getting to a convention and not having a panic attack and just meeting so many friendly, lovely people, whether they are fans, illustrators, writers, everyone is just so nice.
It's true, 2008 people are the best. Absolutely.
Very welcoming, and nobody's given me the Spanish Inquisition about what do I know about old copies of, like, back before I was born. So, yeah, the whole day's been a highlight.
Excellent. Fantastic festival. Thank you very much. So, I'm here with Sheridan, who's been on the Halo Jones episode. Having a good day at the festival?
Yes.
And what's been the highlight of the day so far?
I have no...
Can I say tell the low light instead?
Yeah, go on then.
The low light was queuing, and I'm not blaming anyone for this, but queuing for an hour and a half for Carlos Esquerra's queue and not actually getting to see him.
Right, that's okay, unfortunate.
But I suppose the highlight is that because I was here with Rachel, one or other of us could sort of leave and go back into the queue to get signings in other places.
Right.
So it wasn't entirely wasted hour and a half.
You've got some good signatures and some good stuff.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you back on the podcast at some point in the future, Sheridan.
Maybe.
Thank you. I'm here at the 2080 40th Festival. I'm with Stephen Sterlachini, director of Judge Minty, and of course the new Strontium Dog Search and Destroy film, which is going to get a showing tonight in a slightly a new version since Thought Bubble. Yeah. Tell us, what can we expect?
So this version is we're going to call this the finished version, where nothing really needs fixing on it anymore. But after this, we're going to take it back and we're just going to do some little improvements on it. But this is the first version we've got where we think, yes, you can watch this one.
Excellent. And then later in the year, might it be available more widely?
Yes, the finished version will be available in May, which we're going to put online for free. Because once it's online, we can't go back and change it anymore. So that's the proper cut-off point for it.
Okay, still a little bit of tinkering to do, but Basically a finished version tonight.
Yes, a finished version tonight. I watched it first time about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. It looked okay then. So.
Excellent. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Cheers.
So I'm here in London's Cartoon Museum with Mark Sexton, and I'm going to ask you about your favourite moment from 40 years of 2000 AD. Over to you.
Favourite moment for 40 years of 2000 AD would probably be the Dead Man. And going hand in hand with that, Necropolis. And that was literally because it was one of those moments. I mean, I had been reading 2000 AD for a few years by then, but I hadn't been there for any of those big moments, whether it be the Apocalypse War or whatever. So yes, reading that on a weekly basis and having that big reveal of the Dead Man being Dread, and then sitting there and just going, ooh, what does that mean? Hang on, the Dark Judges, hang on, what the hell? And that beautiful artwork by John Ridgway, and yeah, great story by John Wagner, that slow burn reveal. It was one of those very, very, very beautifully effective weekly twists that has stuck with me for a long time. So I'll go with that one. There's others, but that will be the one I'll stick with.
Excellent choice. Thank you very much, Mark.
So there you have it. Some clips of me playing journalist with my fake Megacity Book Club press credentials at the 40th anniversary. It was a splendid show, very busy throughout the day. As you may have gathered, we learned that certain people are true superstars. We knew Dave Gibbons was a superstar already, but for us also, John Wagner, Pat Mills, and of course, Carlos Esquerra. And the queues for them never died down throughout the day. They always had a long queue, much in demand for signatures and sketches, especially Carlos. As you heard at the end, I was also at the Cartoon Museum in London with Mark Sexton, a splendid exhibition there, Future Shock, 40 years of original art from 2000 AD, nearly 90 pieces of original art, beautifully presented, all the masters that you'd expect to see: Bolland, Gibbons, Belardinelli, Ron Smith, Carlos, Mick McMahon, Ian Gibson, and many, many more. It's a great show. So if you are in the capital and you get the chance to go before the show closes on the 25th of April, do go along and see that. Very much worth it. There's also, I know, another 2080 art exhibition in Margate, I believe, and Orbital Comics in London are doing an exhibition of the wider impact of 2000 AD in 40 years, and I'm hoping to get to that as well at some point, and hopefully we'll report back. Thanks to everybody I met at the 40th Festival. As I say, I had a great day. Big thanks to all the people who came up and told me they enjoyed the podcast. I really appreciated that. And also, if I've got a few new listeners from all the cards I was giving out in the sign-in queues at the Nerve Centre, well, welcome aboard. Hope you find something you like in the episodes we've done so far. So that was it. That was the 40th birthday. Splendid time was had by all in London. Hope I've given you a little flavour of the day. And that will do it. So please pop by and like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at mcbcpodcast. Email me mcbcpodcast@gmail.com. Find all my links at megacitybookclub.com. So thanks again, and until next time, when I'm passing judgment on another fine 2080 book, it's goodbye from me. Yeah.